Thank you. So we have a number of community representatives, and the representatives would be of children they care, or a carer of a child with a disability, or a carer of an adult with a disability. They may have other roles, but their role on the committee is as a carer.
Thank you, Ms. Cremari. Does any other councillor require further clarification? Do you have a mover to the motion?
Happy to move the motion, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Mayor. Do I have a second of the motion?
I'm happy to second it. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Carley. All those in favour of the motion, please raise your hands. I declare the motion carried. Item 11.5, responsible gaming policy. Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Councillors, this report is to present the Responsible Gambling Policy 2014 for Council's consideration and adoption. The proposed Responsible Gambling Policy articulates a variety of commitments and policy positions that aim to minimise individual and community harms caused by gambling. It responds to Council's commitment to minimise these social harms caused by gambling as outlined in the Council Plan 2013 to 2017. The proposed policy replaces Council's previous Responsible Gaming Policy 2008 to 2012. The new policy reflects contemporary policy and practice and strives for transparent decision-making, leadership and partnership approaches. This policy will support the preparation of a planning scheme amendment to implement Council's objectives and support the development of a gaming local planning policy. Every year, over $53 million is lost within the City of Melton on electronic gaming machines alone across seven venues. Additionally, the Productivity Commission estimates that an average of $1,288 is spent annually per adult on gambling-related products. In addition to the obvious financial losses, the effects of harmful gambling behaviours are wide-reaching and can include higher levels of unemployment, psychological stress, poor health outcomes such as diabetes and higher rates of obesity, loss of opportunity, enterprise, and levels of connection to community, and higher rates of crime and reportable incidences of family violence. Through its Council Plan 2013-17, Council committed to minimising social harms caused by gambling, tobacco, alcohol and other drugs, and is well placed to do this. The policy recognises the numerous roles and opportunities Council has to positively influence the gambling landscape through its role as a responsible authority or referral authority, site premises and or landowner manager, a key stakeholder and policy innovator, community benefit grants programs administrator, and community leader and collaborator. Developing the policy involved a comprehensive review of the various social policy drivers with relevant findings incorporated in the Gambling Discussion Background Paper 2014. Consultation was broad, including local electronic gaming machine venue managers being consulted in the drafting of the policy, and they were generally supportive of the new proposed policy regime. Cross-council operational areas have also been consulted, and through the development of the land use policy, extensive community consultation will be undertaken as it's proposed. The proposed policy is underpinned by a harm minimisation approach aiming to reduce demand, supply and harm. It addresses all gambling products with a focus on electronic gaming machines. It sets practical as well as aspirational policy positions. It does not aim to prevent or eliminate gambling, but rather work with the industry, community and levels of government to create a safer landscape and protect our most vulnerable community members. It outlines where and when gambling activities and products will be encouraged or discouraged based on a sound evidence base. The policy takes a holistic view of gambling and minimising harms, while reflecting the importance of a whole-of-community approach in doing this. Officers' recommendation is that Council adopt the Responsible Gambling Policy 2014 for a three-year term and note the Gambling Discussion Paper 2014. as presented. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Wilson. Does any councillor require any further clarification?
I would just like to step out of chambers. It was just come to my attention that I have a conflict of interest regarding this motion, so I'd best to step out. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Madaliski. Does any other councillor require any further clarification? Does any councillor require any further clarification?
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Mr.
Councillor Ramsey.
I was. Can we stop gaming machines coming into the city of Melton?
Mr. Wilson.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. My understanding is that we are not in a position to effectively stop gaming machines coming into the municipality, but we do seek to have a role in how their entry or an increase in numbers is applied within the municipality.
Can we delete any of the 7 venues that are currently there or any number of their machines?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. This policy does not propose a position such as that, Councillor Ramsey.
So we can't have a global no gaming machines for Melton or no more gaming machines for Melton?
Through you, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Wilson, carry on.
As stated, this policy seeks to work with all players within the gambling landscape to effectively address the harm caused to the most vulnerable community members. It is not proposing to, in a punitive sense, address those businesses that are represented within the gambling industry operating locally.
Thank you, Mr. Wilson.
Sorry, last one, Mr. Mayor. With the best planning schemes that we've got going and the most capable planners there, can we put these venues in positions where they can do the least harm? Sorry.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. That is certainly one of the aspirations inherent in the proposed policy. We are seeking to give ourselves the opportunity to have that negotiation through any application presented to council for a placement of a venue and or an increase in the number of gaming machines in the municipality.
Thank you.
Does any other councillor require any further clarification? Do I have a councillor to move the motion?
I'm happy to move the motion, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Mayor. Do I have a councillor to second the motion?
Reluctantly, I'm happy to second it.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion, please raise your hand. I declare the motion carried.
Can I ask for a division, Mr. Mayor?
Division called. Councillor Madelick, Councillor Cugliari, Councillor Dunn, Councillor Carley, Councillor Ramsey, Councillor Turner. Against the motion? No. I declare the motion carried. Eleven point six. Response to notice of motion 387. Installation of dog waste bins and disposable dog waste bag dispensers. Mr. Wilson, for a change.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Councillors, this report is a response to notice of motion 387 tabled at the ordinary meeting of council on the 22nd of July 2014 on the installation of dog waste bins and disposable dog waste dispensers. The notice of motion 387 stated that council officers provide a report to council on the installation of dog waste bins and disposable dog waste bag dispensers at selected sites in prominent reserves around the city. Such a report to include the identification of potential sites, cost of installation and cost of ongoing servicing of such facilities. And this report outlines the issues associated with the placement of dog bags and the anticipated cost of installation and servicing. There are approximately 13,000 registered dogs within the City of Melton, and a 2013 active participation survey identified that walking is the highest participation activity within the City of Melton, with over 73% of people using this as an informal recreational activity. 23.3% of respondents to the survey identified walking the dog as the main reason for visiting a park, whilst 31% of respondents identified dog walking as the main reason for visiting a linear trail reserve. The comments provided relating to dog waste from respondents were: doggy litter bags are required in parks as people do not clean up after their dogs. More rubbish bins are required to encourage people to stop dropping rubbish and clean up after their dogs. People need to clean up after their dogs in the parks. And we need more bins for people to place their dog droppings. And also, more rubbish bins are required along walking paths with litter bags for dog excrement. The placement of dog waste bags has been restricted currently to two off-leash parks at Navan Park in Melton West and Boronia Drive Reserve in Hillside. A unit was installed at each of the two entries to the parks, and these bags are serviced, or these installations are serviced, by council's amenities and barbecue cleaning contractors. Potential new sites were assessed as part of this report, on the likelihood of attracting walkers with dogs, as well as destination points associated with the sites. Initial sites identified are as follows: Lake Caroline, Caroline Springs, Stony Hill Creek Linear Reserve Hillside, Stony Hill Creek Linear Reserve Caroline Springs, Navan Park, Melton West, Arnold's Creek Linear Reserve Melton West, Hanawatts Park, Melton. The placement and use of waste bag facilities may be problematic. The installation of bags and bins will not guarantee use or reduction in dog waste at the proposed sites. Infrastructure is best located where it is easily visible, and servicing does not create an additional cost. The frequency of placement of such infrastructure is not governed by any industry or Australian standard, and therefore an initial placement of two at each site is recommended as a trial to determine if demand is needed by the community and if the installations are effective in reducing the quantity and frequency of dog waste at each location. And monitoring of each site will be undertaken to assess the value of this program if adopted. The annual cost of providing storage units is estimated at $95 per unit, and servicing of bags and bins is estimated to be at $125 per unit per annum. So a combined cost, or a total cost anticipated, is across the six new sites is estimated to be approximately $4,500 for the supply, installation and servicing of the bins and bags. The recommendation contained in the report, Mr. Mayor, is that the Council undertake a trial program of disposable dog waste bags at Lake Caroline, Caroline Springs, Stony Hill Creek Linear Reserve Hillside and Caroline Springs, Hanawatts Park, Melton, Navan Park, Melton West, and Arnold's Creek Linear Reserve in Melton West for a period of 12 months. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Wilson. Does any councillor require any further clarification? Do you have a councillor to move the motion?
Sorry, Mr. Mayor, I just have one question. With the financial considerations, the $4,500, you just said that's the cost for the whole year to trial this at those locations. Is that correct?
That is the estimate provided by officers, yes.
I know that, and I'm not saying that I'm going to oppose this, and I know that this was Councillor Dunn's notice of motion. Just in the recommendation, could we add that amount in so it doesn't go further than the $4,500? Because if they start to get vandalised and the bags keep getting, you know, I don't know, go missing or whatever, we don't want it to add up to $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 just for doggy poop.
Thank you, Councillor Carley. You wish to move it with an amendment, which would...
I just wanted to suggest it to Councillor Dunn, and if the councillors are happy, just to add in that that's what the cost will be, so it doesn't exceed that.
Councillor Donnelly, are you happy to move it with
I'm
an amendment?
I'm happy to put a cap on it, absolutely.
Okay.
Yep. Does any councillor require any further clarification? No. Do you have a mover to the motion?
No.
Councillor Ramsey, you've got some...
I now seek further clarification. Not that I want to oppose any... I feel like I'm going against everything at the moment. To do a trial and to do it effectively, I think we need to give it our best shot. Now, I'm not saying let's spend $30,000 on dog poo. What I'm saying is let's do it and do it right. So if it comes to what you expected, all well and good, but if it goes marginally above that, I would hate it to be suspended because we've said, bang, that's it. Just recently, we went to the NGAA conference in Adelaide and they were attached. We went through the National Botanical Gardens and they were attached to the rubbish bins and we effectively saw people using them, and I wish I had a camera at the time because it was good to see it in practice. And I think this is a wonderful thing, and I'd hate to limit it to be that prescriptive. I'd say up to maybe $6,000 or $7,000, and if it needs more than that, come back to council. But I'd hate to turn around and say, you have $4,965.37 to spend and not a dime over.
Councillor Farley.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I hear what Councillor Ramsay is saying, and I'm all for trialling things, because when we trial, we'll see what works and what doesn't work. But only two council meetings ago, Mr. Mayor, when I moved about rotating council meetings to be trialled in Caroline Springs to engage further with our community, I was told that, well, you know, we have to put a limit on that, 2,100. That's all it is, and that's as far as it can go. And here we are. We're saying, you know, 4,500, and if you need more, just come to council for doggy poo. And then I was given a hard time to engage further with our community and rotate council meetings.
Sorry, point of order, Mr. Mayor. I wasn't present at that discussion.
Mr. Mayor, point of order, was that a question or a comment?
I think
confused.
It was a comment. Let's just move on. Councillor Dunne, are you moving that motion with the amendment?
I'll move that motion with that amendment. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Dunne. Do I have a councillor to second the motion?
Sorry, Mr. Mayor, can I have the amendment repeated?
Yeah. Amendment repeated.
Okay, what's recorded is the council undertake a trial program at a year one cost of $4,500 for disposable dog waste bags as printed for the rest of it.
So Councillor Dunne has moved it.
Happy to second it, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Medley. Does any councillor oppose the motion?
I'm sorry, Mr. Mayor, but could I please have the CEO just read that one more time?
I didn't get it. Okay.
Okay. The way I've recorded it, hopefully correctly, is that council undertakes a trial program at a year one cost of $4,500 of disposable dog waste bags at Lake Caroline, etc.
Happy with that?
Mr. Mayor, if
right.
Can I just put three words or four words to the end of that and say, if this amount is exceeded, could a report come back to council?
I don't think it needs
that, Councillor Ramsay.
Sorry?
It's in the motion that the maximum is 4,500. It won't be exceeded. It's in the motion.
Well, I'll vote against it.
Moved by Councillor Dunne, seconded by Councillor Medlick. Does any councillor oppose the motion? Councillor Ramsay. We'll be opposing you in a minute, Andrea. Please be quiet. let Councillor Dunne speak, please. Councillor Dunne, issue motion. Do you wish to speak to the motion?
Not really. I'm quite happy to have it capped at 4,500.
Thank you.
Me?
Councillor Ramsay, do you wish to speak against the motion?
I'm quite happy if it doesn't exceed 4,500, but on the instance that it goes close, because you never know what disposable bags may or may not cost and where the most heavily used are, as it's a trial, I would like to have some flexibility in that. But having not been part of a discussion 2 months ago, I would... You know, if I lose this, I lose it. But at the end of the day, This is a great notice of motion. I've seen it work effectively, and I can't wait for it to be introduced in our municipality.
Thank you. All councillors in favour of the motion, please, or you wish to speak, Councillor Mailer.
Actually, Mr. Mayor, I do. I just want to confirm that I do support the notice of motion. It's a great initiative. I get a lot of phone calls from residents saying that other residents don't pick up after their dogs, and this is a good trial. When the cap is there, so there's that safety net, so I'm happy to support it.
Does any other councillor wish to speak before we vote? All those... Councillor Dunn, you wish to speak before we vote? Do you want to write your reply? I didn't think so. Okay, all those in favour of the motion, please raise your hands. All those against the motion, I declare the motion carried.
Okay.
11.7. Response to notice motion 382, election commitment. Mr. Turnbull.
Thanks very much, Mr. Mayor. The report's before you, councillors. So at the 27th of May ordinary meeting of council, a notice of motion 382 was raised and supported, which sought council to seek advice on party commitments from all candidates within the City of Melton who will be running at the November state election. Councillors would be aware that in addition to that, following the adoption of council's advocacy policy framework and priority themes, the Mayor, CEO and executive members also embarked upon face-to-face meetings with all sitting and prospective members of parliament covering the City of Melton, advocating for the City's priorities and seeking support and feedback on their priorities for the City. So Council undertook to communicate with all prospective and sitting members, and to date all have been contacted, either face-to-face, spoken to on the telephone or corresponded with, except the Greens, which is still in train to occur, and both Upper House and Lower House. The feedback on Melton City Council's advocacy priorities has been really positive, and general agreement has been forthcoming about Council's priority areas of education provision, the priority school sites of Plumpton, Taylors Hill West, in brackets Taylors Hill West, Burnside and Ainsbury. In addition, there's also been general support shown for priority grade separations at level crossings, with the priority in Council's transport theme being the Melton Highway at Sydenham/Water Gardens rail crossing appearing to have support from the parties. Although not in the City of Melton, of course, in our boundaries, it is a great impact on our residents who travel down the Melton Highway. Across the page, it does indicate on page 243 and 244 of the papers all of the candidates and people that have been met, including policy positions if they've been known. I would hasten to add, councillors and Mr. Mayor, that neither the main parties have launched their main campaigns. We expect them to come in the next 2 weeks, although things have been coming out every now and then, week by week. Unfortunately, nothing much for Melton at this point in time. It is probably a bit sad to report that there has been no specific commitment made by our politicians to Melton, but in saying that, the major policy positions are coming out. We have had visits from many, including deputy leaders of the opposition, etc., that have been looking at our priorities, and as I say in the report, it does detail that there is general support, particularly for the priority theme of education provision, as I mentioned, and the transport priorities. The report's there for council to note or do otherwise with, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Turnbull. Does any councillor require any further clarification? Councillor Medley.
Mr. Mayor, could I just ask and clarify? So there was, according to the report, it says that no candidate that's running in this state government election has promised or has made any commitments to any of the projects. Just a clarification.
Not specifically, no.
And just a further question, Mr. Mayor. Did any of the candidates who are not supporting the East-West Link ensure Melton Council that if they are elected into government, they will commit to electrifying Melton's train lines if our residents won't be able to enjoy the benefits of a second crossover at Westgate Bridge?
Fair to say, Mr Mayor, that everyone was supportive and understood the issues with transport and transport connections with Melton, and I think we presented a really good case on the duplication and electrification and the associated works to go in. In addition to that, of course, Council has a firm position at the moment of supporting anyone who will provide a second crossing across the river into the CBD, and no doubt there's further work going on positions on other things from Council as well.
Sorry, just clarifying, Mr Mayor. So the parties, and I believe there's two in particular, that are not supporting the East-West link, did they make any recommendations or did they make any suggestions as to how we in Melton will cope with that demand of crossing over to the other side of the Westgate Bridge?
No.
Thank you, Mr Mayor.
I'm glad she had it. I was getting a bit worried. Does any other councillor require any further clarification?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Ramsey.
I'd like me to make a political statement, but what can the City of Melton do to become an attractive bargain? So we are the fastest, or one of the fastest growth corridors in Australia. We are the second safest Labor seat. What can we do to actually get on the front foot and be seen to be a sweet place for these political parties to take notice of what we need and where we're going?
Councillor Ramsey, is that really a question or is it a statement?
I asked the question.
Who are you asking? Mr Turnbull, you want to have a go at that?
Thanks, Mr Mayor. From a council perspective and an officer perspective, we've worked on the theory of facts to provide a good business case as to why things should be pursued, and I think we will bear fruit from some of those things. How we make it marginal, I think, was the bottom line to your question. That's probably more a political question than an officer question.
Okay. Any further questions, councillors? To have a councillor to move the motion.
Yes, Mr Mayor. As the original mover of this motion, I'm very pleased to move the motion, and may I commend yourself, Mr Mayor, and the officers' effort in meeting with all the candidates. I know it was a big task. Thank you for advocating on behalf of our community, but Mr Mayor, I do have to just say how extremely disappointed that none of the candidates have actually committed to anything for this community, making it extremely difficult for our residents to decide on where to place their votes come November.
Thank you, Councillor Midlick.
What?
What's wrong?
I was just wondering, with our discussion that we had...
Sorry, can you say your name, please?
Sorry, I'm Monica Thomas, and I'm the candidate...
Sorry, can you please sit down?
Sorry.
You're not allowed to grandstand in this... No, just please be quiet or I'll have to ask you to leave. She's a candidate for the coming election. She's here to publicise herself. She didn't ask... She had the same chance as everybody else to ask a question earlier on. I'm sorry, I'm not allowing it. Councillor Ramsey.
I would like to...
David, please be quiet. Councillor Ramsey.
I would like to endorse what Councillor Majlik has said, but look forward to the next month when both of the major political parties and any other candidates give their positions for the City of Melton.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. So we have a mover. And Councillor Ramsey, you've seconded the motion, I believe, in that statement.
Sorry, Mr Mayor.
Councillor Carley, please carry on.
Thank you, Mr Mayor. Mr Mayor, I think it's a little bit hard to say to the candidates or our local MPs that we're very disappointed that they haven't said what they want for Melton, because in this report...
I think
report,
we've got time yet, I hope.
Well, in this report, it does say that the policy positions relevant to the City of Melton, the major policy positions of the party are awaiting formal launch, which is expected around the commencement of the government caretaker period. I think that's important.
Point of order, Mr Mayor.
Councillor Ramsey.
Councillor Carley had ample opportunity to either move or second or seek clarification earlier. She's gone into discussion and debate. We can all read the report.
Let's hope we get something out of the election. Let's move on. We've had a mover, we've had a seconder. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion, please raise your hands. I declare the motion carried. 11.8, proposed lease of DJ Cunningham Centre.
Mr. Mayor, can I move the recommendation be put?
You wish to move a recommendation. Does any council require any further clarification before it's read? No? I have a seconder to the motion.
I'm happy to second that, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. Any council oppose the motion? Those in favour, please raise your hands. I declare the motion carried.
11.10.
I missed that one, didn't I? 11.10, youth strategy planning. Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Councillors, this report is to present the evaluation of the Youth Strategy Plan 2010 to 2014, which has expired, and to present the Youth Strategy Plan 2014 to 2017 as proposed for adoption. The 2010 to 2014 Youth Strategy Plan has been completed, and I'm pleased to report that it was achieved with a 100% implementation success rate over the four-year action plan. As a result of that plan being completed, it's timely that officers present to Council a new youth strategy plan to drive the vision and the commitment and the investment as expressed for Council in the years ahead. The plan that has the evaluation presented, the 2010 to 2014 plan, had four main objectives, and those objectives were a vibrant and active lifestyle, a skilled, educated and connected youth in our community, safer young people, and a robust and responsive service system. There were 21 actions that were identified under those four objectives that were repeated in an ongoing sense across that action plan. And of those actions, there's a number that were particularly of note, and I'd like to draw to your attention tonight. In particular, Council is, or officers report to Council that the Taylors Hill Youth and Community Centre was successfully opened in May 2012. This facility represents a multi-million dollar investment in infrastructure for young people in the eastern corridor of the municipality, and it certainly complements the previous investment by Council in the Melton Youth Centre, which is on Barry's Road in the township of Melton. It's my understanding that at this point in time, Melton Council remains the only local government authority that has made two such substantial investments in infrastructure for young people to provide that platform of or a place for which young people can go and identify as their own to access services. Another notable achievement of the previous plan was that youth services through that four-year period was able to obtain or secure approximately $1.2 million worth of external funding to deliver programs additional to those that are internally funded by Council. Those programs were the Saturday Nights Live program, a youth mentoring program, the Reconnect program, which aims to support young people who are at risk of homelessness to reconnect back to their family unit, the START program, the Youth Week celebrations, the Careers Expo, and the Freezer drug and alcohol youth events. Council also increased its investment in our youth services team capacity throughout that four-year period, providing an additional 3.8 EFT across a number of programs, including, importantly, the 6801 Youth Outreach Program, which operates on a Friday and Saturday night after hours, providing outreach to young people who are at risk in public places within our municipality and offering safe transport home. The Youth Strategy Plan 2014 to 2017 proposes to take Council's commitment forward over the next few years. Young people in our municipality between the ages of 10 and 25 are approximately 22% of our population. So that means roughly one in five residents in our municipality are categorised as a young person or youth in our demographic profile. and therefore fall within the service catchment of our youth services operations. The suggested time frame of the new youth strategy, which is aiming to provide a framework to work with these young people, is for 3 years, and the reason that a three-year time frame is proposed is because the policy context at both a federal and a state government level has a number of unknowns for our youth services team at present, and what we're seeking to do is address those potential challenges that may be on the horizon through establishing a range of actions that enable our team to transition and position itself and transition itself into a place of readiness to respond to those identified opportunities and those potential challenges. The process in developing this strategy was very extensive and involved engaging over 1,751 people across all demographics within the municipality. Importantly, 91% of those who did participate were identified as being in that 10 to 25 year age range, so young people who are obviously the customers or the key target cohort for this strategy. The engagement process involved consultations with the youth sector, school-based workshops, online surveying, engagement expos across different locations within the municipality, a youth forum that was attended by 223 students, and feedback received via a postal campaign involving 1,141 reply paid postcards. A number of questions against a number of issues were involved in that engagement process, but I guess the key question could be summarised that was asked of all participants in the engagement process could be summarised as, how can we create a better future for young people in the city of Melton? The findings across that engagement process were collated into four themes, those themes being, number one, a safe and vibrant and connected community, engaging, accessible and youth-driven services, developing education and employment services, and healthy and thriving young people. And each of these proposed four themes correlate nicely to the four themes within the council plan, enabling a good line of sight there between the proposed position within the youth strategy and council's existing commitments within the council plan. The proposed action plan contains 69 actions, and these are to be achieved across the three-year duration of the 2014 to 2017 plan. The recommendation before council is that it receive the evaluation of the Youth Strategy Plan 2010 to 2014 and endorse the proposed or the new Youth Strategy Plan 2014 to 2017. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Wilson. Does any councillor require any further clarification? Can I move for the motion? Oh, Councillor Ramsay.
Mr. Mayor, I would be honoured to move it, and could I have a minute to speak on it if it's seconded?
Deputy Councillor, second the motion.
Mr. Mayor, I'm happy to second that, and before Councillor Ramsay says probably what I think she's going to say, just quickly commend Mr. Wilson and his team for a job well done.
Thank you, Councillor Millett. Councillor Ramsay.
Actually, I wasn't going to start with Mr. Wilson. I was going to leave him till the very end, but I wanted to actually thank former Councillor Borg, Councillor Majlik, and our current mayor, Councillor Bob Turner, because you've all put notices of motion in over those 4 years that have helped formulate part of the youth strategy, and you've worked with the youth team to implement some sensational changes, and it's a credit to you. Now to the team. 100% implementation. I don't think I've ever seen that in my term of council. You guys are absolutely sensational. And, Mr. Wilson, I will never forget your emceeing at a youth event down at West Borders when you interviewed our current mayor. I think you're able to talk and not only do you implement what's on paper, you actually live it. And you and your team need to be commended. So congratulations.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsay. Does any councillor require any further clarification? We have a mover, we have a seconder. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion, please raise your hands. I declare the motion carried.
Can I ask for a division, Mr. Mayor?
Just for the record. Division called. Councillor Medlick, Councillor Cugliari, Councillor Dunn, Councillor Marluski, Councillor Ramsey, Councillor Turner. I declare the motion carried. Planning application PA 2014/4405.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move our alternate recommendation before Mr. Bobbeggio speaks. In the event that Council had the opportunity to determine the application prior to the VCAT proceedings being lodged, it would have refused the application on the following grounds. Number one, the MPA, as a determining referral authority, objects to the proposal. Number two, the application is premature given the status of the proposed Mount Atkinson PSP, which will include the subject land. There is insufficient information to determine at this stage in the development of the PSP whether the proposed use and development will be appropriate in this location. Number three, the proposal is contrary to principles of proper and orderly planning. Number four, the proposal may prejudice the development and implementation of the Mount Atkinson PSP. Number five, based on the information provided, the off-site amenity impacts, including in relation to hours of operation, dust and noise impacts, and the proposed location of the facility in relation to existing and proposed future residential areas are not sufficiently resolved. Notwithstanding the above, if VCAT resolves to support the proposal at appeal, Council strongly recommends the submission of and re-advertising of amended plans relocating the concrete batching plant and materials recycling uses in the northwest portion of the site, a reduction of the duration of the proposal to 10 years and the approval of the Metropolitan Planning Authority, MPA, subject to the following permit conditions. And, Mr. Mayor, it's all outlined here from page 2 to 10, which is the same as the recommendations in the original Council agenda.
Thank you, Councillor Medlick. Does any Councillor require any more clarification from Mr. Baggio?
I'd like just a bit of clarification on point one. The MPA, as a determining referral authority, objects to the proposal. And yet, in page 313, we have got the MPA, after ongoing discussions between the MPA and the applicant, Council was provided with a letter of support from the MPA for the proposal, so on. So just a bit of clarification on that, please.
Mr. Baggio?
For you, Mr. Mayor, it's correct that the MPA did object to the proposal. Where there's reference to the MPA providing a letter of support, a subsequent letter of support, that was based on subsequent discussions on an amended proposal which moved the development further west. However, that has not been formally, those amended plans haven't been formally lodged. So the original letter from the EPA where they objected to the application still applies to the consideration of this application.
Thank you, Mr. Baggio.
Thank you.
Does any other councillor require any further clarification? Okay, we have we now have to vote on Councillor Medlick's amendment to the motion. Do you have a Councillor Medlick moved the amendment to the motion? Do you have a seconder to the amendment?
I'd like to second that. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Dunn. Does any councillor oppose the amendment to the motion? All those in favour of the amendment to the motion?
I'll be asking for a division, Mr. Mayor, so I'll save you the time.
Yeah. All those against? All those abstaining? We call division. I've declared motion carried anyway. Councillor Medlick, Councillor Cugliari, Councillor Dunn, Councillor Marluski, Councillor Ramsey, Councillor Turner, the motion is carried. Those against the motion? Those abstaining from the motion? Declare the motion carried.
Point of order, Mr. Mayor. If a councillor is in the room, do they have to declare a vote with any of them, or can they either yes, no, or abstain?
Mr. Mayor.
Yeah. I think. Yeah.
It's my understanding, Mr. Mayor, that councillors must make a determination either for or against or express their intention to abstain from voting on the matter.
Thank you, Mr. Bean. Councillor Carley, would you like to express? Okay, we'll do that again. I'll call a division. Those in favour of the motion, please raise your hand. Councillor Midley, Councillor Cooley, Councillor Dunn, Councillor Carley, Councillor Madaliski, Councillor Ramsey, Councillor Turner. I declare the motion carried. 11:13.
And
Miss Wonder. Mr. Baggio again, Melton Township strategy.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Melton Township strategy plan was adopted, was first adopted by council in 2007, but it was not at that time incorporated into the council's planning scheme. The document essentially set out the long-term vision for the future growth of the township to 2050 and was intended to be the strategic justification to inform any future review of the urban growth boundary. At that time, it was envisaged that the township would have an eventual population of about 150,000 people. In 2005, there was an expansion of the urban growth boundary, which was essentially informed by the Melton Township Strategy Plan, and that included significant areas such as the Toolan PSP area and a couple of smaller areas which are now developing at Melton North and Taylorsville West. The Melton Township Strategy Plan assumed at that time that the City of Melton would continue to have two distinct urban areas at Melton Township and the Eastern Corridor, with the land in between remaining essentially undeveloped. In 2010, the state government introduced another much more significant expansion of the UGB, which essentially included all the land between the Eastern Corridor and the Melton Township into the Melton Planning Scheme. Further, in 2011, the state government undertook a logical inclusions process, which provided further opportunity for the limited expansion of the UGB. The Minister at the time, in response to an advisory committee report in relation to the logical inclusion areas, further expanded the UGB in 2012, which included the land which was identified as the Melton North anomaly in the Melton North PSP area, and also an area which is located essentially to the west of Harkness Road. In 2014, the state government released its new Metropolitan Strategy Plan Melbourne, which essentially replaces Melbourne 2030 and Melbourne at 5 million. So Plan Melbourne essentially proposes to create a permanent urban growth boundary, and as part of this process, it will consider a number of elements, including the logical inclusions reports and work undertaken by local government. So, based on current land which is zoned for development within the City of Melton, it's considered that there's capacity to accommodate an additional 317,000 people, in addition to the current population of around 130,000 people, which would, in essence, create an ultimate population for the municipality of around 444,000 people at full development. This equates essentially to a 44% increase in what was required in 2031 in relation to the 2031 population as outlined in Plan Melbourne. So in light of the above changes to state government policy and the recent work undertaken by Council's Strategic Planning Unit, it's considered that the Melton Township strategy is in effect redundant, and furthermore, it conflicts with current state government policy. It should, however, be noted that a significant area of the land identified for future growth in the strategy plan has in fact already been incorporated into the UGP. So it's therefore recommended, Mr. Mayor, that Council note that the Melton Township strategy is a redundant local strategy that conflicts with state government policy, and that Council write to residents currently outside the current urban growth boundary but whose properties were identified for future development in the Melton Township strategy plan to advise them of the above. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Baggio. Does any Council require any further clarification? Do you have a mover to the motion?
Sorry, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move the recommendation.
Thank you, Councillor Andrew Davis. Councillor, second the motion.
I'll second it, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Crowley. Does any Councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? I declare the motion carried. 11:15. Suburb Naming Project. Mr. Bean.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. It's with pleasure that I inform Council of the Community Advisory Committee feedback in relation to the establishment of 11 new suburbs within the City of Melton, and certainly just to seek Council's final determination of the proposed boundaries and names of each of the respective suburbs for submission to the Office of Geographic Place Names. At the ordinary meeting of Council held on 20 September 2012, Council directed that officers begin the process of establishing 11 new suburbs within the municipality, as informed by boundaries recommended by the Property Development Advisory Committee of Council in July 2012. Council further directed that the process be accompanied by an extensive community engagement strategy to develop naming proposals and receive alternate boundary alignments. At the ordinary meeting of Council held on March 5, 2013, Council established that set out Suburb Naming Advisory Committee, featuring significant community and key stakeholder representation, which is the makeup of that committee is set out on page 476. And the purpose of that committee was to develop a naming shortlist in alignment with the Office of Geographic Place Names Guidelines for Geographic Naming. An extensive engagement campaign promoting naming options and proposed boundaries was conducted in early August through to September of 2014, encouraging the community to vote for their preferred suburb names. Across a variety of mediums, 16,000 votes were cast in this proposed engagement process. In October 2014, the committee considered all the community and stakeholder feedback and have made a series of recommendations for Council's consideration this evening, which are contained within those minutes that are attached as Appendix 1 to this report. Council is now required to make a final determination of the boundaries and names for each of the 11 new suburbs for submission to the Office of Geographic Place Names. Within the body of the report here, within background, it explains a number of key things that happened within regard to this program. Certainly, the process and the formal process are set out in the Office of Geographic Place Name Guidelines. They are attached as Appendix 2, and they are 75 pages in length, and the staff have been quite diligent in ensuring that they have complied at every step of this, quite a significant process in the future of the City of Melton, to ensure that we've done everything in accordance that we are required to do. There was a lot of determination around what made a boundary or what made an area. They are set out again at the bottom of page 475 and 476, but I will take the time to read those to the Council. And in establishing suburban boundaries, the following factors must be taken into account. Neighbourhood character should be a defining element for any new locality. Suburbs should be based on an ultimate population of between 10 to 20,000. Existing suburb localities' names should predominantly be retained. Logical and obvious boundaries should be adopted where possible. Each suburb should have an activity centre of some description, either planned or delivered, and at neighbourhood, major or principal level, which may include a train station. Consideration will be given to existing communities of interest, historic naming, localities and heritage issues, and finally, existing suburb boundaries that remain untouched will retain their current name. So with this in mind, Mr. Mayor, the committee was formed. The Suburb Naming Committee, it's as I said previously, it's set out on page 476 of who made up that committee, which included four councillors and two council officers. The committee members applied their expertise, and canvassing members and constituents developed a list of 172 names for deliberation. Names were debated and 35 shortlisted for consideration of the public through the engagement campaign are attached in Appendix 3, including the explanation as to what formed the basis of those names being put forward in amongst all the others that were brought to the attention of the committee. The community engagement was quite a creative, clever and a well-executed campaign as such by the staff, and it was an essential requirement and a significant community campaign was conceived. The details of the individual campaign and the various forms of profiling that was done for this are set out in Appendix 4 and also form the basis of a number of local government industry campaign journals and periodicals that put Melton City Council at the forefront of communications and engagement based on this one campaign that was put forward. Part of the campaign process included the development of a purpose-built website, meetings at the civic centres and other such areas, direct mail voting forms, social media, print advertising, letter writing, outdoor advertising and other areas. Calling for the community to vote for their preferred suburb names, provide original submissions and to consider the impact of boundary changes did, as I said previously, generate some 16,000 votes for council and the committee's consideration. And these votes were tallied and considered by the committee at that meeting that was held just prior to this council meeting. It is considered to be an extensive and robust process, Mr. Mayor, one that we have checked in with the Office of Geographic Placement from time to time to ensure that we have complied with the expectations that they are needed in order to take this process from what Council has determined today for them to follow on and continue the process. With this in mind, Mr. Mayor, page 474 sets out the recommendation, which is in fact in two parts, and I will, for the purpose of the gallery, read the recommendation to the Council. It is the Council 1, note and accept the recommendations contained within the unconfirmed minutes of the Suburb Naming Advisory Committee meeting held on Wednesday 1 October 2014, with particular reference to boundary establishment and recommended suburb names of the following suburbs: Suburb 1, Harkness; Suburb 2, Weir Views; Suburb 3, Cobblebank; Suburb 4, Strathpullar; 5, Thornhill Park; 6, Grangefields; 7, Bonnie Brook; 8, Aintree; 9, Fieldstone; 10, Fraser Rise; and 11, Deanside. And the second part to that recommendation, Mr. Mayor, is that Council direct Council officers to take all necessary steps to apply to the Office of Geographic Names, Department of Transport, Planning and Local Infrastructure for the establishment of the additional suburbs as defined. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Bean. Does any Council require any further clarification? Do I have a mover for the motion?
I'd be honoured to move it, and if I can get a seconder, I'd like to speak on it for a minute.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Councillor Carey.
I'd like to second it. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Ramsey.
Mr. Mayor, Mr. Bean has just gone through and highlighted what an incredible campaign this has been. The amount of names that were thrown up, the amount of discussion and arguments that were had, Councillor Majlik and Councillor Turner, both as mayors during that time, did a formidable job trying to keep everybody around the table fairly cool. Names for historical reasons, heritage reasons, Aboriginal names came on the table. There was, we tried to look at those that had died in war from the Melton area. Those names were all considered. Then we had to check that these names weren't used anywhere else in Australia. And that task came back because we thought we had a great list of names and we got left with about four or five. I want to thank all the volunteers that persisted with us through this journey, and Alan Perry's here in the gallery, so thank you, Alan, but everybody else. But particularly I'd like to thank the officers that were in charge of doing this mountain of work, and I mean a mountain of work, Daniel Hogan and also Tracy Spatiri. They were instrumental in bringing us factual information in a timely fashion, and for that I thank you and the whole everybody else involved. Thank you, Madam Mayor. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
You keep calling me Madam.
I'm sorry, Mr. Mayor.
I haven't had a state change and I have no intention, okay?
But you like that kilt.
I do like the kilt. I might be wearing it. Does any other councillor like to ask a question, seeing, or have a word to say on that, since Councillor Ramsey has such a long spiel? No? Okay. Councillor Ramsey's moved. Councillor Carley's seconded. All those in favour of the motion, please raise your hand. I'd like to call a division on this one for a specific reason. Councillor Medlick, Councillor Cugliari, Councillor Carley, Councillor Mardalewski, Councillor Ramsey, Councillor Turner, motion carried.